Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening, boys and girls. This is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and I'm so glad that you can join us because this is a time that you will be dreaming. And it is a little difficult because it's still light outside. But I have a song by you, for you, by the Commission called Believe.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
And boys and girls, we're so glad that you joined us because it is such a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I know that you had so much fun with your friends that it's going to be really difficult to be able to go to bed, and especially with the summer coming. And this is going to be a real special time. And I know that Mommy and Daddy and Grandpa and Nana and aunts and uncles and, oh, brothers and sisters and just people who care are going to say, I love you. And we just want to welcome them to our bedtime hour. Now, how have you been this summer? Well, summer has been going quite well. You've been playing outside. You've been visiting friends. You've been going on vacation, and you've even been going to school supplies because you had to go to the store to get new school supplies. And for some of you, this is going to be your first time. So we want to make sure that you are going to be ready. And what's going to happen when you go to school? Making new friends, playing on new playground equipment, taking school naps, eating school cookies, and making friends. But we know that in order to do all those things, you have to be prepared. So, first thing we have to do is make sure that all the kids all over came in. Because some of you are still out playing. And I hear you. I had to play that song because we had to call all the kids to come in, and maybe even your mommy or daddy. I know your sisters and brothers, you definitely had to come in, and it gets a little hard, so sometimes we have to go right back out there and play that little song, or sometimes we have to have mommy or daddy just kind of in a very loud voice, of course, because you're outside, have to yell, but come on in, because we are going to get ready for bed. And as I mentioned before, our topic is being able to go to school. But this is why we have to get ready for bed, because there's so many things that we need to do. And Rubber Ducky can really help us so that we know how to go into our room and get our favorite PJs, get our favorite slippers, and make sure that we have our snack and our water and we brush our teeth. And oh my goodness, it's so many things. I'm not sure I covered everything. So let's go over the bedtime list. Here we go.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now when I sleep.
What else could you have missed? That off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I said my prayers with PJs on. I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
Check that off the list.
I hug my mommy, said my prayers with PJs on. I brush my teeth, now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you hug your daddy?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Bedtime stories. That's why we're here, because we want to make sure that you do all the things that you need to do before you go to bed. Get into those nice warm sheets and make sure that you have all the things that you need. Your favorite PJs, of course, and your slippers so that your feet don't get cold when you go across the floor. And of course, you have to brush your teeth. Up and down, up and down. And I know you're giving your parents a great big hug and kiss. And, of course, there's Nana and Poppy. We've got to make sure that we do that because they might even fall asleep before you. So this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we know that this is going to be a slow and quiet time because we want to make sure that you're rested before you go to sleep. And we will also want to make sure that you've done a lot of things. But there is a favorite person that a lot of people know from a long, long time ago. He said something that I think is so important and I know you want to know. But Homer says, there is a time for many words. Mommy, can I go get something to eat? Daddy, can I have a drink? Oh, can I be able to toss my ball? Yes, I said, there's a time for many words, and there is also a time for sleep. And I know you probably are saying, I'm not ready to go because I'm still wide awake. My eyes aren't even closing just a little bit. My lids are still open. Just like the blinds on a window. Well, we are getting away from what we're going to be talking about today, and that is going to preschool and nursery school or going to the babysitter. This might be the first time that you leave your home, and it might be something that you're not quite sure about. And when you're not quite sure about, you are a little timid. You just want to kind of roll up into a ball. But we're going to show you how it can be so much fun. And you also know why you are going to go and why your mom and dad might want you to go, because they want you to have fun and to learn a lot of things. And if you notice, you have to have new shoes for school. And when you put on those shoes, you discovered your foot quite a little bit. And when you put on those PJs, you notice that your arms seem to grow out of them. And you notice that your shirt is up above your navel. But one thing you never get tired of, and that is Poppy, or some of you may have another pet name for your teddy bear or for your stuffed dog or even your doll or maybe even your train set. Well, we know those are your favorite things, and they might be getting a little smaller. There's a poem that was written by B. Taylor Bradford, and this kind of lets us know that maybe it's time to take another step. Remember when you had to put the bottle down? And some of you remember when you put the bottle in your mouth, and some of you are still doing it. Especially little K9, who's 3 months old. He loves that bottle. Well, these are things that I know that you can do. There are many things I can do. Maybe you can do them too. I know how to climb a tree. I can even buzz like a bee. I can also wash my face, and I know how to run a race. I know how to talk to a dog. I can even croak like a frog. I can sail a boat. And I know how to sink like a float. I know how to build a house. I can even be as still as a mouse. I can also kick a ball, and I know how to never fall. I know how to tame a bear, and I can even comb my hair. I can also catch a snake, but I'm not sure. And I know how to stay awake. That's what I do. There are many more things I can do. Tomorrow, I'll teach them all to you. Things I Can Do, and that was by B. Taylor Bradford. And when those things happen, that you're growing a little taller and your clothes seem to be shrinking, you might be getting ready for school. So we want to make sure that you're able to do that. So, boys and girls, are you ready for school? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to make fun? Are you still in the bathtub listening to popping bubbles? Let's see. Bubbles.
Thank you.
now here's...
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look...
I don't think it's getting to look like Christmas, because guess what? There's no snow on the ground. And I don't even have my overcoat, so I know that it's not like Christmas. But one of the things that we can do is we can play make-believe. Doing is making believe, but this is going to be real for us because we will be going to school. And what makes us know that we're ready to go to school? Well, as I read the one story that kind of let us know, because our clothes are shrinking and you are beginning to discover yourself, and there was another bullet point. And all of these things are real important because it will help you in making friends. You'll know that who you are and who you want to be and who you want to be friends with. And when you know about yourself, you can share that with so many people. And when you go to school, you'll be able to say, I know what I want to do. I want to share with someone like you. We're going to play on the swing set. And maybe we can take turns in swinging. Or maybe we can take turns and go down the slide. Because yay, I am. And that is by Jack Paluski. I am the only me I am who qualifies as me. No me I am has been before, and none will ever be. No other me I am can feel the feeling I've within. No other me I am can fit precisely in my skin. There is no other me I am who thinks the thoughts I do. The words contain me. I am. There is no room for two. I am the only me I am. This earth shall ever see that me I am will always be, because there's no one else like me. And boys and girls, you will soon find that out if you already don't know. If you already don't know. Well, that's something. Because when you go to school with the other boys and girls, you'll see there's no one there just like you. Now, what are you going to expect when you go to preschool? I'm not sure. You're going to find other boys and girls who are going to be a little unsure of what's going to happen, because just like you, this is their first time too. So, what can you expect? And this book is by Laura Rafer and Heidi Meadow. Of course, your doggy is probably saying, I bet you're going to like preschool. Preschool, I sure do. Now, what's preschool? You're asking yourself. Preschool is a place where children go to play and learn and have fun. At preschool, you will be with a group of children your age called a class. Every class has nice grown-ups called teachers who take care of the children. Now, the classes are like your family. However, they're like your school family. Now, everyone there is going to have a lot of fun, and they're going to be really interesting. Now, what will you take to preschool? Are you going to take your favorite teddy bear? Or maybe you might take lunch. Or maybe you might have a favorite little blankie that you might want to take with you. So when you take a nap, you've got it right there. But you're going to have so much fun at preschool. It's going to be your family fun. Now, what will my classroom look like? Well, it's going to be different. You might see some chairs and some tables, but these are chairs that fit you. They are a little more than probably at home. So you could be able to draw and paint, and there may even be the kitchen sink. A little play kitchen sink with a refrigerator and a stove, but only this refrigerator isn't very cold, and neither is your stove. Your stove is not very hot, but you'll have some play dishes that will not break. It's like going and playing dress-ups at school, and you'll have blocks to play with and lots of things, and you'll even have a snack. Oh, another person asked me, what's a teacher? Well, a teacher is a very nice grown-up care of the children and helps you to learn. But if you don't even know how to tie your shoe, that might be something you will learn. You will also learn all the boys and girls' names when you go in there. There's Johnny, there's Susie, there's Renee, there's Shauna, there's Star, there's Cheryl, there's Kawhi, there's Aaron. Oh my goodness, there's so many kids in school. Now, some of the things that your teacher may do is she will read to you, and she'll also do art projects, which you'll be able to do too. She'll help you learn, and she'll give you a hug. Now, your mommy and daddy, they might come there for a little bit, just to make sure that you're comfortable. They'll take you to school, and then they may leave, or they may be outside the door. We don't know. But guess what, boys and girls? You may even forget they're gone because you're having so much fun. Now, what time is it, you're asking? Well, it could be story time, which is exactly what we're doing. Or it could be music time. We've been listening to all kinds of music, and you'd be doing that same thing too. Or it can be snack time. Oh my goodness, I know that's your favorite time, to be able to have something so your stomach doesn't growl. Or it could be play time. On the swing, me first on the slide. Oh, I'll push you when you go so that you won't be stuck. And then you'll get in a circle, and that's where you'll be able to share things. I'm sure the teacher will tell you that, bring something that's your favorite. It might be your teddy bear, or it might be your doll, or maybe even your dinosaur. I see, you have a truck. Well, you'll be able to tell them what is so special for you. Boys and girls, you'll also get a chance to learn. You'll know what is red, what is green, what is blue, what is yellow, what is pink, what is orange. You'll know all those things. And then the other most fun that you'll have is you'll be able to have someone to play with. Can you imagine? You're going to make some new friends other than your brothers and sisters. How much fun can that be? I know it's fun for you because it's fun for me. Do you like to get ready to hear another song? I'm not sure you're ready to hear one. But one thing I know that I would love to say for you is when you go to school, you find out that you have a friend. And Randy Neiman, he definitely knows how to sing this song. You've got a friend. New friend. You'll know their name, and you'll be able to tell your family.
Got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me.
Yeah, you've got a friend. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
If you got trouble,
I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together, we can see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me. Some of the folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
Bigger, strong too,
baby,
but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy.
And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die.
You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Oh, boys and girls, you will have such a great list of friends. You have so many friends, and you're going, how am I going to remember all of their names? Well, guess what? You get to go every day, so soon you'll know their name, just like your brothers and sisters and your cousins and your aunts and uncles. Oh, so many people, but you know their name, don't you? And they'll know yours. Well, one of the other things that you will learn at school, because we know that this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story Hour, and we're so glad that you're joining us and looking out the window and seeing that the sun is disappearing, but the moon is coming up, which means it's getting darker. And you've got your special slippers. They're right by the bed, but now you're inside the cover with a nice big pillow and fluffy blankets, and right next to your favorite puppy, teddy bear, right next to you or your doll. But when you went to school, you're learning how to count. And I have learned how to count to 5. So much so that I have a little book called 5 Little Ducks. And those 5 little ducks helped me be able to learn how to count. And the 5 Little Ducks was illustrated by Jose Lugo and Adrian Dewey. And let's see if I can sing this song to you. And maybe that might help you also learn. Well, these are 5 little ducks, and these little ducks are going on a trip, just like you probably did during the summer. Well, here we go. And we're going to learn how to count backwards. So let's count forward first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to go backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Presto, you did it. Here we go. Well, here it goes, boys and girls. Are you ready? Do you have your listening ears on? Well, do you have 1 ear or 2 ears? If you have 2 ears, then you're ready to hear it. Here it goes. 5 little duckies went out one day, over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. But only 4 little ducks came back. 4 little duckies went out one day, over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. But only 3 little ducks came back. 3 little duckies went out one day, over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 but only 2 little ducks came back. Mother duck said, quack, 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 but only 1 little duck came back. 1 little duck went out one day, over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 but none of the 5 little ducks came back. Where could they gone? I'm reading their favorite book. Sad mother duck went out one day, over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. And all of the 5 little ducks came back. Oh, my goodness, boys and girls. Have you sometimes had something with you, and it's like you lose it, and it's not there, and you look all over, and you get that sad, sad face, and then you discover that you took it to another room, and that's where it is? Well, not quite the same as the mother duck losing her doll went all over the place, but you can kind of understand how she would feel. I certainly would feel that way. But guess what? When you feel excited, and when you see something that you haven't seen before, or you see something that you knew that's so familiar to you, you get all happy. And that's what happened to a lot of boys and girls and a lot of parents, because we have this special, special young lady who's 13 years old, and she is a pitcher at the Little League World Series. So boys and girls, all those dreams that you have, you may not have to wait till you're an adult. You may be able to do them right now. And her name is Monique Davis, and she's in the All-Star World Series, And is a pitcher, and she was striking out all the boys. So you can definitely be anything you want to be. Well, you heard that story. Let's play a song that I think that maybe you might hear when you listen to a baseball game or when Monique Davis hears too. Here we go. Take Me Out to the Bathtub. It's by Alan Katz.
Take me out of the bathtub, take me out of the suds. I've been here soaking since 2:30. I feel so sudsy and wrinkly too. Oh, I washed all over my body, my head, my toes in between. I used 1, 2, 3 bars of soap. Take me out, I'm clean. Take me out of the bathtub, I'm stuck here with my toys. Dump trucks and squirters I think are great, but I better take off my roller skates, 'cause each time I get up I wobble. I hold on, but it's a pain. I tried 1, 2, 3 times to stand. Better get a crane.
Boys and girls, we just wanted to play that because we wanted to make sure that you remember Monique Davis for striking out all the boys and a few girls, but striking them all out. And a lot of people said, oh, girls can't be baseball players. And guess what? Monique Davis is starting to be. She is doing her dream, which I know you will be doing too, because it is time for you to go off to sleep. And I know that you don't want to do it, but you can't stop yawning. I know that. Oh.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Something to wake us up. Yeah. Mexican hat dance. Perfect. Okay. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us.
And yawning's so easy for us.
About And boys and girls, we have a little book called Mark Just Couldn't Sleep Just Like You. And it's by Gabriella Kieselman. She could not go to sleep. She wrote the book on Mark because Mark couldn't go to sleep. Mark wanted to go to sleep, but really he did, couldn't. He just couldn't sleep. He called out for his mom. "I'm afraid a giant mosquito will fly in and bite me," he said. "Don't worry, little one," his mom answered. "I'll fix that. As soon as you still fall asleep." Oh, she made him a special pair of mosquito-proof pajamas, complete with a helmet and a sword for protecting himself, and a buzz-repellent teddy bear. And then she left. Soon Mark called out, "Mom, I can't go to sleep. I'm afraid I'm falling out of the bed. Don't worry, my love. I'll fix that. And you'll drift off to sleep." She gave him a mountain climbing rope, pillow with an anchor, and slipped a parachute over his back. Then she left. It is so hard, boys and girls. So hard to stay wide awake. And we'll finish this story because we have fallen asleep. And thank you so much for joining Blake Radio Network on Jules' Bedtime Story Hour. And we're going to listen to this song that always puts us to sleep. It's by Corinne Bailey Ray. "Just Like a Star." Good night.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the pain, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Oh, to love you. Still I wonder why it is.
Thank you so much for coming to our show, Bedtime Stories. We love you and we always want to be your friends.
But you, you do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so
fake.
Without a doubt, you
look high.
Heaven has been with
you. I just drop away.
Good
night, I'm Jules, Bedtime Stories. Good night.